This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Our brand new, newly minted sports and youth minister, Syed Siddique, has some interesting directives, right?
Yep, that's right.
I'm not sure how I feel about, I guess, his casual nature of everyone calling him bro instead of YB. I know he's trying to be all people's person, but...
Well, this is a taste of what young leadership looks like, isn't it?
It is, but I think it's interesting when we point that out because... When you say YB, I in particular am not referring to the person, but the office, mm-hmm. right? And so I think the office is accorded a certain amount of respect, even if you dislike the person in the office, right? So that's why, you know, it's Mr. Prime Minister, Mr. President, you know, you're speaking to the office as opposed to the individual.
Yes.
I fear that if everything becomes almost too casual...
So, yeah, but you know, at the same time, we have talked about the reverence, right?
The other extreme.
Yeah, and how the hierarchy doesn't necessarily work well depending on the situation. We have talked about how ministers need to be more in touch with the people. And, you know, we've talked about how we need youth in leadership positions. And, you know, this is what it looks like.
That's the millennial whaler. Call me bro. I am, however, for early morning jogs.
Are you?
Well, not personally, but I think it'll go a long way for ministerial employees.
Now, I understand this isn't the first time the Youth and Sports Ministry has done something along this line, you know, when it comes to, you know, getting everybody together, rallying the troops and exercising.
No, not at all. I mean, Kyrie Jamaluddin, our previous Youth and Sports Minister, was very active. I mean, a lot of his initiatives have been lauded by the public and also by his critics, actually. Mm-hmm. The National Sports Day, he would have, and I would see on his Instagram and Twitter accounts, I guess, him working out with lots of people. And so this is an initiative, I think, that was lauded at the time because, you know, before him, all of our youth and sports ministers were kind of old and not very sporty themselves.
Well, Bro has said, what is good, we will continue. What needs improvement, we'll do it together. And I guess just after, you know, clocking in, he did extend this invitation to all staff at his ministry in Putrajaya to go jogging with him. He says, every morning we'll go jogging together around Putrajaya. If not, we can go after work at around 5:30 p.m.
Picture the dread on the civil servant's face.
Well, I don't know whether they're necessarily...
You want me to go jogging every morning?
No, I don't know whether they're necessarily dreading it. We are dreading the thought of it, clearly. You know, but there's a reason we're not in the ministry, the youth ministry.
What I want to know is the jogging before or after the Nasi Lemak Bungkus. That's what I'm not sure about. So, I mean, I guess the question is, what does a 25-year-old sports and youth minister mean, right? Mm. And I think... I don't know. I'm willing to give Syed Siddique the benefit of the doubt in the sense that he comes with a sense of youthful enthusiasm and passion. And it'll be great to see someone youthful actually take on this job with new ideas and maybe even new methods of implementation.
Well, the National Sports Institute is filled with confidence. They point to both Syed Siddique as well as Stephen Sims, good academic backgrounds.
That's right.
To enable national sports to undergo this paradigm shift in the context of preparing more disciplined, competitive and self-reliant national athletes. So some confidence coming from those quarters.
It's going to be one to watch for, right? Youngest minister to date. To get a perspective from within the sports industry, we have on the line sports journalist Harish Deol. Harish, thank you so much for joining us on the Evening Edition. Now, it appears that most of the sports community has shown its support for the appointment of Syed Siddique to the sports portfolio. Do you share their sentiment?
Their support. You're referring to a particular newspaper which you know, got a lot of officials glorifying the new minister. I believe that they have their opinions, but if you speak to the real stakeholders, they would say that the appointment comes as a shock, not because of Syed Siddique's age, but because of his experience. Let's not forget that he is a first-time MP as well in Mua, and he will have additional work there as well. So how is he going to navigate his way, ministerial work to his work as an MP? I mean, clearly he doesn't have any experience running both a ministry and being an MP. So that is the biggest question mark.
Yep. I mean, I can certainly understand that. I mean, but that's the thing, isn't it? When you talk about experience and putting young people in seats of power, they don't necessarily come hand in hand. It's very difficult to have years and years of experience under your belt and still be young. But what do you think then was the rationale then for his appointment as Minister of Youth and Sports?
I don't know, actually. To be honest, what is the rationale of him being appointed? Youth, perhaps. But I think, like many other people out there, a lot of questions were raised when the new cabinet lineup was announced. There were senior politicians. It's not so much about age, but about experience, about being able to handle affairs. Now, we saw them being played as deputies or playing second fiddle. And we see someone like Syed Saddiq being named as a minister. So not too sure where is this coming from or what's this all about. Perhaps it's going to be more youth-centric. Well and good. In fact, that should be the emphasis or priority of the Youth and Sports Ministry, because right now it seems to be too much of sports or athletic sports, not as in sports for all, but sports for the elite athlete. A lot of money has been going to the elite athletes, which is only like, what, 0.01% of the voting population. We need a ministry that, you and I can benefit from. And it's like, how kids can benefit from the programs and initiatives, carried out by this particular ministry. So perhaps they may have that in mind. It'll be skewed more towards those kind of initiatives. Perhaps the government of the day believes that Syed Saddiq would be the perfect fit to engineer and to lead such initiatives. If that's the case, then it's good and all the best to him.
So while he might be a natural fit to engage with the youth, how would his lack of experience and naivete get in the way of him performing as sports minister?
I really can't answer that simply because we've not seen him in action. I don't know. I don't know him personally. I've never seen him in action. There's no benchmark. So some people say it's good because, it's like a blank canvas and he can start all over again. He can initiate revamps if he want to. The thing about revamps is that it's easier said than done because you've got to rectify the mentality and the workings within an organization that has been so templated. I'm not just talking about the Youth and Sports Ministry. I'm talking about all ministries in general. In fact, even private sectors are having it tough changing mindsets and what more, in the civil service. So, yeah, I mean, it's not going to be a walk in a park for anyone, including Syed Saddiq. So it's unfair for me to say whether what is his strength or weaknesses, because he's untested. We don't know. Perhaps he could just emerge and be the hero that we've all been waiting for, or he could just fail hopelessly. We really don't know. It's unfair for us to pass any judgment at this juncture.
Right. Well, one thing we do know about him is his zero tolerance policy when it comes to corruption. Right. One of the first things he instructed his ministry staff to do was not to entertain members from, say, for example, Pakatan Harapan Party, so anyone claiming to be close to him when handling official matters. Do you think that his public stance on this will have a substantial impact on eradicating the alleged corruption that's plagued the sports ministry all this time?
You know what would be news? If a minister actually says that I'm all for corruption. So when a minister says he's all about transparency and integrity and blah, 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 isn't that expected from any minister? So I'm not too amazed by all those words. I mean, that's a given. But otherwise, to me, it's no better than what his predecessors have all said.
So Harish, you've spoken about how certain programs and initiatives have failed in the past. KJ's attempt to initiate a Hari Sukan Negara is one example. Why didn't these programs take off, and what can the sports minister take away from this? These mishaps?
Those are questions that you should ask Syed Saddiq's predecessors, because they were very gung-ho with their initiatives and programs. Billions of taxpayers' money was spent, and what the end result? I mean, clearly it was a crash, boom bang for Barisan Nasional. But moving forward, he, as what I've been telling a few other organizations as well, following the announcement yesterday, I said that Syed Saddiq will have to just listen, listen, and listen. I know it sounds cheesy, but that's the one thing that he needs to do. He needs to take cue from Tun Dr. Mahathir Mohamad, because I think that's how Tun actually made that comeback, because he listened and he then evaluated, he then realized what is important and what is not. And this is where Syed Saddiq would need to have a team to give him honest assessments of what needs to be done and what is, you know, the realities at the ground. Should that much of money be spent, or should, you know, we can do away with certain programs? Have they really benefited the people? Have they really benefited the youth especially? How much jobs have been created for the youth, or not so much jobs, but opportunities? I think all these questions will need to be raised and... and then we can then move forward.
Yeah, I suppose so. But then, you know, what Syed lacks in experience, he perhaps makes up for with all that unbridled, you know, unbridled enthusiasm. Let's go jogging in the morning, let's go jogging in the evening, all that energy. Where can he channel all that energy to?
Now, what he could do possibly is focus on youth initiatives. Today's youth are tomorrow's leaders anyway. And number two, when it comes to sports, we need to ensure that there are continuities with certain programs that are already in place, but improvise them, make them better. One of it is actually to ensure that sports for all, to ensure that we adopt a sporting culture. And this should not be Syed Saddiq's responsibility alone. He should be working with his colleagues in the other ministries, namely the Education Ministry and also the Health Ministry. And if you realize, a lot of these initiatives, if we want to move forward as a nation, we need the cooperation of all these other entities, i.e., you know, the Sports Ministry working together with the Education Ministry, and the Education Ministry working together with the Health Ministry. I think these three ministries play a very important role in shaping our young minds and the lifestyle that they lead, whether they're active or whether we are just happy with our diet and, you know, the way we do things, and we are only cheer football behind the TV and not even go to the stadium. I mean, this kind of things we should look into. It may sound petty, but it leads to a sporting culture. Just look at how, you know, Australia, it's very club-based. Everyone participates in sports. Every evening you see people running, jogging, or participating in some form of sporting activity. We don't get that here. I think that would be a more realistic approach rather than, you know, going into other aspects within the ministry that needs to be rectified.
So I guess Syed's open invitation to his ministry staff to go jogging with him is one of his first stabs at cultivating sports culture, which we may roll our eyes at. But is that just because we haven't got that mentality ingrained in us?
The problem is that whenever a politician opens his mouth or her mouth, we all have this in the back of our head. It's just all a political gimmick. And sadly, we've not been wrong, because in the past, it's always been that. I think, you know, someone told me once, the best service politicians do is just lip service. So it's the same. Whenever something of that sort, you know, is said, it's the, you know, obvious thing to do, to say, to expect. So, yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe it's because it's not ingrained in us that, you know, we don't take these type of things seriously. We go like, just another political gimmick. Or maybe it is a political gimmick. But whatever it is, let's forget about Syed Saddiq and just concentrate on what we want as a nation. And if you think, you know, parking a little further from your destination and taking the effort to walk will actually contribute to promoting a better and healthier lifestyle, let's do that. It's small things like this that we need to tell ourselves. You don't need a politician to tell you that. You don't need to jog with Syed Saddiq. You can do it on your own.
All right, thanks, Harish, for weighing in. That was sports journalist Harish Deol with his thoughts on the appointment of Syed Saddiq as the youth and sports minister. Bro, Syed Saddiq is the youth and sports minister. You know, you can give us your thoughts as well. You can call us on 03771.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.